The G8 is meeting this week in Japan. The G8 is a group of leading industrialized countries that began in 1975 as the Group of Six. Canada joined a year later, that made it the G7, and sometime later another country started pushing to join the club, Russia. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
By the early 1990s, the G7 had established a relationship with Russia. In part, it was about giving the former enemy of the West financial aid. Then U.S. Secretary of State Warren Christopher spoke ahead of the G7 summit in 1993.
Our aim is assistance that will have a powerful impact in Russia, assistance that will be felt directly by the Russian people, assistance that will build and preserve the new Russia.
Developing that new Russia was a foreign policy objective of the Clinton administration, and so Russian President Boris Yeltsin was invited to G7 summits on an informal basis. Here's President Clinton at the 1997 meeting he hosted in Denver.
Russia's role here at the summit reflects the great strides that Russia has made in its historic transformation. We look forward to Russia's continued leadership and participation, and we thank President Yeltsin for all he has done.
But the G7 was a group of wealthy, industrialized nations. And Mark Kramer of the Harvard Project on Cold War Studies says Russia just didn't fit in.
The problem with Russia, of course, was that especially in the 1990s, it was largely irrelevant to the world's economy. It was in pretty desperate straits.
Of course, that's all changed now.
The idea more recently is that Russia, because of its large energy resources, has become more important to the world economy, and it certainly is important in that regard.
Russia's natural gas isn't much good to consumers in the United States, but it's crucial for Europeans within reach of overland pipelines. Here's former Russian President Vladimir Putin at a meeting of G8 finance ministers in 2006 in Moscow.
Today, it is energy that to a large extent determines international security and social and economic development.
Russia's vast energy reserves have given the country an argument for continued membership in the G8. But there are political concerns, according to Harvard's Mark Kramer.
Russia under Vladimir Putin and now under his successor, Dmitry Medvedev, has moved in a direction over the last 8 years or so that has been far away from democracy. It's been in a much more authoritarian direction.
Kramer says that at the time Russia began attending G8 summits, it was moving in a democratic direction. But as President Bush commented last December, its direction since then has been less clear.
What will the country look like 10 years from now? My hope, of course, is that Russia is a country which understands there needs to be checks and balances and free and fair elections and a vibrant press, that they understand Western values based upon human rights and human dignity are values that will lead to a better country. That's my hopes.
And so the real questioning at this point, even though Russia's economic importance in the world has increased, is that politically it's not a valid member of what should be a club of democratic countries.
That seems to be the view of Republican presidential contender John McCain. 3 years ago, McCain expressed doubts about whether the Russians deserve to be in the G8.
Their behavior certainly doesn't qualify them to be a part of an organization which is dedicated to the furtherance of democracy and free market principles.
But moving to kick Russia out of the club would be politically risky for any American president. Russia is most likely in the G8 to stay. And today, Russia is participating fully in a summit whose agenda has less to do with democracy than with climate change and the rising cost of food. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.